A very good morning to all of you.
各位早晨。
Those of you who are joining us here physically in Liverpool.
咁啊，特別咧歡迎大家啊，大家一齊實體聚會嘅。
And many of you who are joining us online.
咁好多人咧就喺線上同我哋一齊聚會。
In the UK, in Europe, and in Malaysia.
喺英國啊、馬來西亞啊，仲有邊度啊
？In Europe.
歐洲嗰邊。
That's right. A very warm welcome.
咁好歡迎大家。
So today, again, I give thanks to God for the privilege of delivering to you a message that He taught me.
咁今日好高興咧，今日可以同大家一齊分享天父擺喺我心中，天父教我嘅嘢，我同大家分享。
We come to part three of the series on prayer.
我哋嚟到呢一個祈禱嘅系列嘅第三講啦。
Today our main text remains the same, Luke chapter 11 and verses 1-2.
今日我哋要睇嘅經文咧都係一樣嘅，就係路加福音十一章一至二節。
Let's turn to our Bible, the Gospel of Luke chapter 11 verses 1-2.
我哋一齊翻開聖經路加福音十一章一至二節。
And there we find the important teaching on prayer by the Lord Jesus.
在那裡呢，我們就見到主耶穌講到關於祈禱的一個教導。
Let us read it to you, Luke chapter 11, verses 1 and 2.
我們一起讀吧。
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished praying, a disciple asked him, Lord, teach us to pray,as John taught his disciples. And in reply, Jesus says, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
第一節，有一次他在某地方祈禱，結束後，一個門徒對他說，主啊，教我們禱告吧，就像約翰教他的門徒。他說，祈禱的時候要說，父啊，愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国降临。
The disciples on that day could see the Lord Jesus was praying, and they wonder how he prayed and what he prayed.
咁喺当日咧，主耶稣嘅门徒咧就见到主耶稣祈祷，咁佢哋就问主耶稣应该点祈祷呢
？So how does Jesus pray？
咁主耶稣系点样祈祷嘅呢
？When he prays, what does he say？
佢祈祷嘅时候佢讲乜嘢嘅呢
？Oh, by the way, how do you pray？
讲开又讲，你又点样祈祷嘅呢
？Has anyone asked you ever how you pray？
有冇人曾经问过你，你点样祈祷噶
？One of my best Turkish friends, Diamond, once asked me, "How do you pray？"
咁有一位我哋嘅土耳其嘅朋友宝转咧，就问我哋，你点祈祷噶
？I said the prayer is something that happens in the spirit within。
我就话。祈祷啊，系一啲喺内心嘅深处发生嘅一啲事情嚟。
It's very hard to describe。
咁好难形容噶。
And Diamond said to me, "Try anyways."
但系宝珠就话：你试下讲啊。
So if someone asks you, "How do you pray?" What would you say?
咁如果真系有人问你，你点祈祷噶？咁你会点讲啊
？When you pray, what do you say to God exactly?
你祈祷嘅时候，你向神讲乜嘢嘅？
Today we want to focus on the first two sentences.Of Jesus' reply.
今日咧，我哋想讲嘅咧，集中睇嘅系第二节。
Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
父啊，愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国降临。
How should we understand these two sentences?
呢两句说话应该点明白咧？系点解嘅呢
？Is Jesus telling us his disciples to recite this prayer?
主耶稣系咪叫紧佢嘅门徒去念经呢？背经呢？
Now, some Christian churches literally recite the Lord's Prayer on Sunday services.
咁咧，有好多教会咧喺主日崇拜嘅时候，的确咧系念主祷文嘅。
Or during the service of Holy Communion.
或者咧喺圣餐聚会嘅时候都会咁做。
I come from a Roman Catholic background, and I have recited the Lord's Prayer many times.
我系嚟自天主教背景嘅，所以咧每一次我都系要背。主祷文
，Have you? Can you recite the Lord's Prayer?
你识唔识背主祷文啊
？I ask, what benefit or effect is there in reciting the Lord's Prayer?
我就想问啦，背主祷文啊，个益处果效系乜嘢啊
？My experience tells me.
我嘅经验咧就话俾我知。
Perhaps your experience has also told you.
或者你嘅经验咧都同样话俾你知。
When we don't quite know what these words mean, reciting the Lord's Prayer is not meaningful.
当我哋唔明白呢一句说话。主祷文是什么意思的时候那些字是什么意思呢就是背经念经是没有意义的。
And because it is not meaningful, there is no or little benefit or effect.
正因为是没有意义的你念经之后呢所得的益处和效果呢都是很少。
So, what then did Jesus mean?
主耶稣究竟是讲什么
He says, when you pray,Say, Father, hallowed be your name.
耶稣说你祈祷的时候你就说父啊愿你的名被尊为圣愿你的国降临。
We find an important clue in a parallel passage, Matthew chapter 6.
我们从这个平衡经文马太福音第六章找到一个很重要的线索。
Let's turn for a moment to Gospel of Matthew chapter 6.Verses 7 to 8.
咁我哋翻开马太福音第六章七至八节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, 7 to 8.
马太福音第六章七至八节。
There the Lord Jesus says.
喺嗰度主耶稣就话。
When you pray, do not babble with many words like the pagans do. Your Father knows what you need even before you ask Him.
祈祷不可以啰嗦，好像外族一样，他们以为话多了会蒙垂听，不可学他们的样，因为在祈求以先，你们的父已经知道你们需要什么。
Let's read on to verses 9 to 10.
我们继续看埋第九、第十节。
Pray then in this way, Jesus says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
咁咧，继续睇埋第九、第十节咧。主耶稣继续话：你哋应该咁样嚟到祈祷，就系我哋天上嘅父啊，愿你嘅名被尊为圣，愿你嘅国降临，愿你嘅旨意成就喺地上，如同喺天上一样。
Here we can ask and we should ask.At least two questions.
在这里我们最少应该问两个问题。
First question.
第一个问题。
Now, if God, our Father, already knows what we need, why pray at all?
如果神已经知道我们的需要，那还用什么祈祷呢?
Precisely because He knows all you need,Shouldn't you just wait for God to supply all your needs?
咁正正因为神已经知道我哋嘅需要啦，咁我哋唔系就应该静静咁样去等候佢嘅供应咪得咯
？If you don't just wait for His supply, are you doubting His faithfulness?
咁如果你唔安安静静咁去等候佢嘅供应嘅话，系咪即系话你系怀疑紧神呢
？Question two.
第二个问题就系。
What then is the point of saying to God, Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done?
祈祷的时候向神讲父啊，愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国降临。那这句说话究竟有什么用意啊？是什么意思呢？
Let us look at the first question first.
那我们先解答下第一条问题。
What Jesus is saying is this.
主耶稣讲的意思是这样。
Our Heavenly Father knows what you need, but you yourself don't know what you really need.
我们的天上的父是知道我们需要什么，但是问题是你知不知道自己需要什么呢?
And therefore, the so-called Lord's Prayer is there to tell you what you really need.
所以主祷文的目的就是想告诉大家你需要什么。
Namely, you need to imitate Jesus, your Lord.
其实呢就是想告诉你知你需要的是去学耶稣。
Now, you've got to understand, these words.
你必须要明白这些说话。
Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. These words reflect Jesus' concern for the glory of the Father's name.
愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国降临。这句说话呢，是完全反映到主耶稣是很关心天父的名得不得到荣耀。
These words also express Jesus' concern for the coming of God's kingdom on earth.
这句说话呢，也都充分地表现得到耶稣很关心天国的来临。
I will speak on the coming of the kingdom in a moment.
咁一息间咧，我会再解释关于天国嘅来临。
But then, first question first.
咁我先解答埋第一个问题。
What about our needs?
我哋嘅需要系点呢
？The answer that Jesus gives us is this.
主耶稣俾我哋嘅答案咧就系咁。
About all your needs, you need.To learn to exercise faith.
在你众多的需要之中，你的需要就是要去学行使信心。
And trust the Heavenly Father to supply all your needs.
去相信天父会供应你所需的一切。
And that's what we read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 32 and 33.
咁我哋喺马太福音第六章32、33节咧，就见到啦，就睇到呢句说话。
Matthew chapter 6 verses 32 to 33。
马太福音六章32至33节。
For the Gentiles, the pagans eagerly seek all these things, and indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom.And his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides.
咁外邦人咧就好追求呢啲嘅事情，但系咧你嘅天父啊系知道你系需要呢啲嘅，咁所以咧你哋首先就要追求他的统治和他的义，这一切自然就会供给你们。
Now the word kingdom, seek first God's kingdom. The word kingdom, I have consulted.The most authoritative Greek English lexicon.
先求佢嘅国啊，国呢个字呢，咁咧我就翻查过希腊文嘅大词典。
According to the Greek English lexicon of the New Testament and early Christian literature, in brief, BDAG.
咁咧就根据新约和早期基督教文献嘅希腊文大词典咧。咁簡稱為 BDAG。
The word translated as kingdom is the Greek word vasileia。
翻譯成國呢個希臘文咧，個原文咧係 vasileia。
And the correct meaning definition of the word vasileia means royal rule。
咁 vasileia 呢個字嘅字義嘅意思咧，就係、是。王的统治
especially referring to God's rule,
尤其是系指紧神嘅统治。
The word stresses the act of ruling rather than the kingdom itself.
所以呢个字咧本身系要强调统治，而唔系强调国。
So as disciples, we should learn to seek first the rule of God in our lives.
我哋作为门徒嘅咧，首先就要去先追求神喺我哋生命里边嘅统治。
And the next key term, righteousness, simply means God's way, the right way of doing things.
另外一个关键词咧就系义，义嘅意思咧即系话用神嘅正确嘅方法去做事。
So the Lord is telling us His disciples.
所以主耶稣咧就系讲紧俾门徒听。
We need to exercise living faith in the Father.
我哋需要啊对神行使信心。
Simple faith, but radical faith.
系好纯真嘅信心，但系好激进嘅信心。
I say again, very radical faith.
我再重复讲一次，系一种激进嘅信心。
Each day when we pray, then
每一日我哋要。祈祷的时候
We first ask the Father to rule over our whole being.
我哋首先咧就请求天父去统治我哋整个人。
We first seek to be controlled by the Spirit.
我哋去追求要被圣灵管治。
To be filled by God's Spirit.
被神嘅灵充满。
And then simply trust the Father to provide for all our need.
之后咧就好纯真咁样咧，系相信神，相信天父。是会供应我们的需要。
As simple as that.
就是这么简单。
As radical as that.
就是这么激进的。
Do you and can you exercise such faith?
你能不能够行使这一种的信心?
Do you think Jesus is sounding very irresponsible here?
你觉不觉得耶稣这样讲的是不是很负责任呢?
No.
不是啊。
Because this is exactly how Jesus himself lived.
因为主耶稣在这里讲的说话呢，也都正正是他自己做得到。
All his life, he focused on the Father's work of salvation.
他的一生都专注在天父神的工作。
He focused on the Father's work and nothing else.
他就是专注在父的工作，没有其他了。
Trusting the Father for all that he needed.
然后就相信神会供应他所需的一切。
The faith of Jesus in the Father was simple.
主耶稣对神的信心是很简单。
And his zeal for the Father's work was radical.
他对神的工作的热心是很激进的。
But you see, to say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven, and to say,First, seek the rule of God and His right way of doing things are two different things.
但是呢，我们要知道，愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国降临，这一句和另一句，你要先追求祂的统治和祂的义呢，这两句呢是不同的。
They are not identical.
这两句是不同的。
We still need to understand what this means.To say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
我们始终都仍然要知道，要去明白，愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国降临是什么意思。
We note two points.
我们看到有两点的。
First,
第一点，
these words express the longing of Jesus himself for one glorious day to come.
这句说话是表达着主耶稣他很渴望某一日的来临，就是一个荣耀的那个日子。
At the close of this present age,
在今个世代的终结的时候，
When the rule of God will come on the earth,
当神的统治会临到地上的时候，
On that day, the people in the world will honor the name of Yahweh in holy awe.
在当日全世界都会尊神的名为圣。
So these two sentences, first and foremost, reflect Jesus' longing for that day.
所以这一句经文首先就是表达到主耶稣他很渴望那一日，那个日子的来临。
And when the disciple asked him, teach us how to pray.
当啲门徒问他，教我们怎么祈祷。
And he is saying to the disciples.
那他就讲这个主祷文。
I'll tell you how I pray, and then you imitate me.
意思就是说，我会告诉你我怎样祈祷，你呢就要学我了。
Let's now look at some passages in the Hebrew prophets to see how they describe the day of Yahweh.
跟着呢，我们看一些先知的写的经文。先知书里面。
First slide, please. Let me read to you from the prophet Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 9.
让我为大家诵读呢，撒加利亚书十四章九节。
Yahweh will be king over the whole earth. On that day, Yahweh will be the only one. In Yahweh's name, the only one.
Yahweh 必作全地的王。到那日， Yahweh 将是独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二。
Note on the day when God's kingdom come on earth.
大家留意，当亚维的国当日临到地上的时候，
Yahweh, our Father, will be king. He will rule over the whole world.
Yahweh, 我哋嘅父咧，将会成为王，佢会统治整个地球。
On that day, he will be the only true God and recognized to be so.
喺嗰日啊，佢系独一无二嘅神，并且人都会认佢系独一无二。
Let's look at the next slide.
我哋睇下一张片。
Let me read to you from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3 and verse 9.
让我为大家读西番雅书三章九节。
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9, followed by verse 12.
第九节同埋十二节。
For then I, that is Yahweh, our God, for then I will give to the peoples in the world purified lips, that all of them may call on the name of Yahweh to serve him shoulder to shoulder. Verse 12. But I will leave among you a humble and lowly people, and they will take refuge in the name of Yahweh.
第九节，那时我要是万民有，我要是万民有洁净，
我要使 ，sorry，
我要使万民有洁净的嘴唇。他们全都可以呼求耶和华的名，同心合意侍奉耶和华，但我却要在你中间留下谦卑卑微的民，他们必投靠耶和华的名。
I apologize for one typo error in the Chinese scripture. 我要使万民。
好对唔住，我打错咗一个字。第九节应该系我要使万民。
So on that future day, God will purify the understanding and the speech of all peoples in the world.
所以喺嗰日咧，神就会洁净万民嘅嘴唇。
Peoples will no longer call on the wrong name of God.
到时候咧，冇一个人咧会叫神叫错名啦。
They will all call on the name of Yahweh.
他们全部都会呼求耶和华的名。
Especially those humble and lowly of God's people.
尤其是那些谦卑、谦虚、卑微的人。
They take refuge only in calling on the name of Yahweh.
他们投靠耶和华的名。
Let's turn to the next slide then.
下一条片。
And let us read from the prophet Joel, chapter 2 and verse 32.
请一起读《约珥书》二章三十二节。
The prophet Joel, chapter 2 and verse 32.
约珥书二章三十二节。
Again, referring to that glorious day of Yahweh.
同样呢都是讲紧Yahweh荣耀的日子。
And it will come about that whoever calls on the name of Yahweh will be delivered. From Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be those who escape.As Yahweh has said, even among the survivors whom Yahweh calls.
到那时候，凡求告耶和华的名的，就必得救，因为照耶和华所说的，在锡安山耶路撒冷必有逃脱的人，在剩下的人中必有耶和华所召的。
This then is the glorious day that the Lord Jesus was longing for.
呢一日咧，就系主耶稣。好渴望来临嘅嗰个荣耀嘅日子。
That at the close of this present age, the kingdom of God will come on earth.
喺现今嘅呢个世代终结嘅时候，天国就会降临。
And the name of His heavenly Father Yahweh will be glorified.
而主耶稣嘅天父耶和华嘅名就会被荣耀。
For those of you who study the New Testament, you know.Throughout Jesus' life, his only concern is to hasten the coming of his Father's kingdom.
咁如果大家睇新約聖經咧，都知道喺主耶穌嘅整生人裏邊啊，佢心所願嘅都係想快啲天國會降臨。
But then, before that day arrives,
但係喺嗰日來臨之前
，before the coming of Yahweh's rule on earth,
就係耶和華統治地球嗰一日來臨之前。
The gospel of the kingdom must first reach the entire world.
天国嘅福音必须要传遍地球。
as a witness to all the peoples, all the nations.
就向萬民咧作見證。
The next slide, please.
下一張片。
And that's why the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 24 says this.
所以咧，耶穌喺馬太福音24章咁講。
We read from Matthew 24 and verse 14.
馬太福音24章14節。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to throughout the world as a witness to the peoples, to the nations, and then the end will come.
而且這天國嘅福音要傳遍天下，向萬民作證，向萬族作證，之後結局才會來到。
Now, the meaning of the first two sentences of the Lord's Prayer becomes clear.
嗱，現在咧，主禱文嘅頭嗰兩句嘅意思就清楚啦。
Now, we are in a position to understand what Jesus wants to teach us.
現在咧，我哋明白啦，主耶穌究竟想教我哋乜嘢
？When you pray,
當你祈禱嘅時候
，When you say to your Father,
當你向天父講
，Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
天父啊，父啊，願你嘅名被尊為聖，願你嘅國降臨。
When you say that, you want to imitate Jesus, your Lord.
當你咁樣講嘅時候，其實你係想學耶穌。
In particular, you want to imitate his zeal for the Father.
尤其是你係想學主耶穌對天父嘅熱心。
You need to learn from him.
你要向佢學習。
You need to be like him.
你要似佢。
To offer yourselves to God's service.
將你自己獻上俾神使用。
As Jesus offered his whole life to the Father's service.
就正如耶穌將佢自己一生獻上俾天父。
Specifically, to preach the gospel to the whole world.
準確嚟講，就係向全世界嘅人傳福音。
As a witness to the peoples.
向萬民萬族作見證。
Now, after many years of following the footsteps of the Lord Jesus,
我自己經過咗好多年咁樣去學，去跟耶穌嘅榜樣。
One day, I suddenly realized that this is precisely the way I pray.
咁忽然間有一日，我就發現咧，我自己嘅禱告生活咪就係咁咧。
This is precisely the manner, how I pray.
呢個就係我祈禱嘅方式啦。
I find that my whole life is driven by the same zeal for Father Yahweh.
我發覺我整生人啊，都係被呢一種對天父亞維嗰個熱心嚟到推動住。
And very often when I pray,
同埋咧好多時我祈禱嘅時候咧
，I would tell the Father that I'm very jealous for the glory of His name。
我會同天父講，我為咗你嘅名啊，我好嫉妒，我充滿咗嫉妒。
God knows that I'm deeply troubled that the truth about the Lord Jesus has been distorted。
神咧知道我个内心，佢知道我见到佢个名啊被人扭曲咧，我心里边好焦急。
I'm deeply troubled because many people have been misled。
我好焦急，因为好多人系被误导咗。
I tell Father that I long for the day that the whole world will recognize your name。
我同天父讲，我好渴望有一日全地球嘅人都認識你嘅名字。
I long for the day when the whole world will have a correct understanding of Jesus.
我渴望嗰一日嘅來臨，就係到嗰日咧，全世界嘅人咧都對你有一個正確嘅認識，對主耶穌有一個正確嘅認識。
When I look at the chaos and the sufferings in the world, I long for the coming of God's rule on earth.
當我見到世界上嘅人受苦，好多苦難嘅時候，我好渴望神嘅統治會來臨。
Now, I say again, this is the way how Jesus prayed.
我再講一次，主耶穌點樣祈禱咧？佢就係咁祈禱。
And this is also how we, his disciples, should pray.
亦都係我哋作為佢嘅門徒，都應該咁樣祈禱。
Notice this teaching, this radical teaching of faith and zeal.Is for all Christians, not for the elites.
大家留意咁样嘅祈祷咧，系每一个基督徒都应该咁样祈祷，而唔系净系一啲精英分子先要咁样祈祷。
All followers of Jesus are being taught to imitate his faith and his zeal for the Father.
所有嘅耶稣嘅追随者都要学耶稣嘅信心 同埋去对付嘅热心。
We see in the Gospels that the Lord's Prayer is for every disciple.
我哋从主祷文又睇到啦，主祷文系俾每一个基督徒、每一个信徒嘅。
Not for the elite few.
唔系净系俾一啲精英分子。
Now it is for this reason that in this church in Liverpool, we teach this teaching on Sundays.
为咗呢个缘故咧，我哋喺星期日嘅教导，我哋都系咁样教。
Those of you who have been with me for the past 10 years, you know, all these years, I teach the coming of the Father's kingdom.
在过去，如果你同我一起，过去十年一起的时候，你都知道，我经常的去教导大家的是天国的来临。
In this church, in more depth, we also provide basic discipleship training program for young Christians.
在这个教会呢，我们还会为一些幼年啲嘅基督徒咧，提供一个基本嘅门徒训练课程。
For those of you who have gone through the BT, the basic training program, you would know.
如果你已经上过基本门徒训练嘅课程嘅咧，你就明啦。
There in the program, I tell you in great details the importance of the work of the Father.
喺嗰个课程里边，我系同大家，我教咗大家咧，就系。天父的工作是何等的重要。
And how we must imitate Jesus in his zeal.
并且我们要学耶稣一样这么热心。
You may say, listening to me.
或者你会说听你这么说。
Are you really serious?
你是不是说真的?
You mean people like we?
你说好像我这些人?
Bring the gospel to all the nations in the world,
将福音传遍地上全世界的人。
How is it possible?
怎么可能啊?
Yes, it is possible.
是可能的,是有可能的。
Yes, indeed, it will happen.
它一定是会发生的。
If you believe,
假如你相信的话。
And if you offer yourselves to God's service,
假如你将自己献上给神使用的话,
the kingdom of God will come.
天国,神的国一定会来临。
And before that, the gospel will reach the whole world.
在神的国来临之前,福音必定是会传遍地球。
Because if we believe,
因为假如我们相信的话,
and if we offer ourselves to God's service,
假如我们献上给神,给神使用的话,
Yahweh, our Father, will work miracles.
我们的天父是会行神迹的。
He will make it happen.
他会令到他发生的。
If you believe,
假如你相信的话。
Now, when we study the Gospels, you probably have read two very similar miracles of feeding multitudes.
我们看福音书的时候，你一定有看过，其中有两个的神迹，就是主耶稣去行的两个神迹，去喂饱几千人。
Next slide, please.
下一张幻灯片。
We see these two miracles recorded in Matthew, in Mark, in Luke, and also in John.
咁啊，呢两个嘅神迹咧，系记载喺马太福音啦、马可福音啦、路加福音啦。
Now, due to time constraint, today we'll only look at the record in the Gospel of Mark.
咁因为时间嘅关系咧，今日我哋只系会睇马可福音嘅记载。
It is very interesting that the two miracles of multiplication are so similar, and they are designed to convey one single message.
咁呢两个神迹神迹的内容的设计是很相似的，是非常的奇妙的。我们一比较的时候就知道，其实两个神迹都是想讲同一个讯息。
What is the message?
个讯息是什么呢？
Namely, even though your resources may be little, offer it up to God's service, and he will multiply it.
个讯息就是，即使你的资源是很有限很少，你只要将个少少嘅资源献俾神嘅时候，佢就会变大啦。
So in Gospel of Mark chapter 6, then.
所以喺马可福音第六章。
We see the miracle of feeding and satisfying the 5,000 men.
这里记载了喂饱5,000人的神迹。
And the Bible says the 5,000 is only a rough estimate of the males in the crowd.
圣经说明这5,000人只是一个约数，其实都是讲紧男性嘅啫。
Now, supposing there are women and children as well, there probably could have been over 10,000 people.
咁假如仲有妇女同埋儿童嘅话咧，咁你闲闲地可以或者会超过咗10,000。
So, for example, we read in verse 37, Jesus said to the disciple, "You give them something to eat."
嗱喺37节咧。主耶稣就同门徒讲啦，你俾啲嘢佢哋食啦。
And the disciple says, "Oh, we have very little resources. How could we?"
咁啊，门徒话我哋好得好少食物啫，点可能啊
？And then, you know the story. Jesus asked the disciples, "How much do you have?"
咁啊，大家都知道事情嘅发展咧。咁耶稣咧就问门徒：，咁你有几多啊
？Very little.
佢话好少咋。
Five loaves of bread and two tiny fish.
得五个饼，两条小鱼。
And then you know the rest of the miracle.
咁余下嘅神迹大家都知道系。
Jesus took the five loaves of bread and the two fish.
主耶稣拎住呢五饼二鱼。
Notice some key verbs, key words of action here.
大家留意有几个嘅关键词。
These few keywords I've highlighted red for you.
咁就係咧畫上咗紅色嘅。
So he took the few loaves and the fish, looked up to Heavenly Father, blessed, broke and gave them, and people ate and were satisfied.
呢度咧就講主耶穌拎住啲五餅二魚，祝謝了，擘開遞俾門徒。跟住佢哋食咗，各有人都食得饱得。
Now the remarkable thing about this twin or dual miracles is that when you check the next line, Gospel of Mark chapter 8, what is commonly called the feeding of the 4,000.
咁呢两下一个神迹咧就系喂饱4,000人啦。呢两个神迹嘅好奇妙之处咧就系佢哋呢几个关键词系一样噶。
You can note in Gospel of Mark chapter 8, in verses 5 to 9, the same 3 to 4 key words repeat themselves.
在马可福音八章五至九节这里记载是喂饱4,000人，这几个关键词是一模一样。
Now, two of these key words are the word giving thanks or and bless.
你看到有两个字是一样的，就是谢了恩或者祝谢了。
I repeat, two terms appear to be very similar or overlapping. The term giving thanks and the word blessing, bless.
我再重复，这两个字看起上来很相似，一个是谢了恩，另一个是祝谢了。
Now, I will comment on the distinction between these two terms in just a moment.
咁一息间咧，我就会为大家讲解呢两个字其实系唔同嘅。
But let me now draw your attention to one very significant fact.
但现在咧，我想大家注意一点，好重要嘅一点。
Next slide, please.
下一张幻灯。
In Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, is the account of the Last Supper when the Lord Jesus established the Holy Communion.
在马可福音14:22-25这里就是讲主耶稣在最后的晚餐设立圣餐。
And there, in Mark 14, verses 22-25, we see the same 3-4 key words again.
在这段经文里面我们也都会看到同样的那几个的关键词。
I want to suggest to you, in fact, it is a fact.That these twin miracles and the true meaning of the Holy Communion are one and the same thing.
我想同大家讲嘅就系呢两个嘅孖生嘅神迹咧，同呢一个麦饼嘅圣餐咧系同一个道理。
Now let's take a look at the first key word in red, blessing.
咁我哋先睇第一个红色嘅字，祝了福。
Maybe next slide, please.
或者下一张片。
Now, so you see the word blessing in verse 22, and then you see the word in 23, giving thanks.
咁你睇到啦，22节咧祝了福，跟住23节咧祝谢了。
Some time ago, translating the New Testament, this phenomenon caught my attention.
当我咧最近喺度翻译圣经嘅时候咧，呢、这个现象，我留意到一个咁嘅现象。
Now, blessing and giving thanks, are two different Greek words.
祝了福同埋祝谢了咧，系两个唔同嘅希腊文嚟噶。
And yet, the traditional translation make the two very close, very similar in meaning.
但系传统嘅翻译咧，令到呢两个字咧睇起上嚟好似好一样，差唔多咁。
Especially when you read the Chinese translation, they are very similar.
尤其是你睇中文翻译咧，就系你觉得真系差唔多噶。
You know, as a student of the Bible for more than 40 years, I have a question in my mind.
咁我读圣经学圣经学咗超过40年咧，咁我就会有疑问啦。
For the Last Supper, when the Lord says, He blessed the bread and gave thanks for the cup, what does it mean that He blessed the bread?
喺最后嘅晚餐嘅时候。主耶稣拿起呢个饼，祝了福，咁之后擘开，咁系咩意思咧
？If according to the Chinese, it means to give thanks to God for the bread, and then it is a duplication with the second word.
咁如果好似呢个中文翻嚟咁祝了福，听起上嚟即系多谢咁样啦，系嘛？咁咪同第二个祝谢了差唔多。
So I go and consult the Greek lexicon again.
所以咧，我就要翻开希腊文嘅大词典啦。
So again, according to the Greek English lexicon of the New Testament and early Christian literature.
咁同样道理咧，就系呢一本新约同埋早期教基督教文献嘅希腊文大词典。
And the word ephlogeo.
这个原文 ,ephlogeo.
The second definition, part B.
第二 B 的解释。
Let me quote.
我就读将它的解释读出来。
When the object is something that man offer to God, ephlogeo means either bless or consecrate.
咁当嗰样物件呢是献给神的话呢咁个呢个字的意思就是奉献给神。
Now, if it is God blessing people with something, now we can understand that the word should be translated bless.
咁假如咧，如果系神将一啲嘢俾送过俾人嘅话咧，咁话神祝福人，咁系啱嘅。
But the lexicon says, when it is man who offers something to God, then this word should mean consecrate.
但系呢个大词典就话啦，如果系有人啊，将一啲嘢奉献俾神，献俾神嘅时候咧，咁呢个字嘅解释咧就应该译做奉献给神。
To officially make something holy and able to be used for God's service，
即系话咧，将一啲嘢洁净成圣，奉献俾神，供神使用咁解。
Now, based on this lexical study, we can reread and retranslate.These scriptures about the Holy Communion.
所以既然是这样的话呢我们是可以重新将这个字翻译过。
Next slide, please.
下一章。
And now you see in the Last Supper, after a while, Jesus took the bread, offered the bread to God, broke it, and gave it to the disciples.
那么就是22节讲耶稣拎起的饼献上了就擘开递俾门徒。
And then he took the cup and gave thanks to the Father.
然之后23节咧，佢拎起个杯咧，就向神谢恩啦。
Please note, I am bringing in a new understanding of the word ephlogeo, offer up, consecrate for God's service.
咁大家请留意，我系解释紧咧 ephlogeo 呢个字嘅一个意思，所以系一个新嘅意思，新嘅翻译啦。
Next slide, please.When we apply our new discovery to the twin miracles, what do we find?
咁如果我哋将呢个新发现嘅翻译啊，摆喺呢两个神迹 咁會點呢？
For example, the second miracle of feeding the 4,000 in chapter 8 of Mark.
譬如呢就係、餵飽四千人呢一個神蹟，馬可福音第八章。
There you see the two key words, giving thanks and blessing.
咁你見到啦，謝了恩，祝謝了呢兩個關鍵詞。
This is the traditional translation.
呢個就係傳統嘅中文譯法。
Next slide, please.
下一章。
Now to translate anew, you have to give thanks and to offer up.
重新翻譯嘅時候，你就會發現咧，會有謝了恩同埋獻上了。
So I just want you to pay attention to these nuances and the change of the two key words.
或者係想大家咧去注意一下呢兩個神蹟嘅巧妙嘅地方，同埋呢兩個字嘅巧妙嘅地方。
Because I want to come right now to the second very remarkable phenomenon about these two miracles.
因為咧，我現在下嚟咧，想解釋一下呢一個現象會帶出一個好特別嘅信息。
Next slide, please. So back to the first miracle, the feeding of the 5,000.
咁現在翻翻去第餵飽五千人呢個神蹟先。
We notice the number of loaves.And the number of baskets of leftover.
咁你留意一下咧，有几多个饼、几多条鱼，同埋又剩食剩咗几多个男子
？And then how many males, how many men ate and were satisfied?
同埋喂饱咗几多个男丁
？So in the first miracle, 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5 plus 2 equals 7.
咁喺第一个神迹喂饱五千人咧，就五饼二鱼。五加二咧就系七啦。
And then how much left over? 12 baskets.
咁食剩咗几多个男子啊？12个男子。
How many men ate and satisfied? 5,000.
食饱咗几多男丁啊？5,000个。
Is it a coincidence that these figures are there?
呢啲数目字啊，系咪一个巧合咧
？Or are there some spiritual meaning to the numbers in the Bible?
還是呢啲數目字喺聖經裏面係有一個特別嘅意思嘅。
What hidden meaning are there in the number 5,000, 4,000, 12, 7? 5,000, 4,000, 7, 12
呢啲數目字係隱含住一乜嘢嘅意思呢
？Next slide, please.
下一章。
In the second parable, second miracle, Mark chapter 8.
喺馬可福音第八章第二個神蹟。
7 loaves of bread in the second miracle.
在第二個神蹟有7塊餅。
And 7 baskets of leftover.
有食剩咗7男子嘅餅碎。
4,000 men ate and were satisfied.
餵飽咗4,000男丁。
Now to be absolutely clear that there is a meaning in these numbers, there is the next slide, next paragraph.
嗱，咁下一章咧就俾我哋睇到。即是下一章就更加去確認呢呢啲數目字係有意思嘅。
Also found in Gospel of Mark chapter 8.
同樣喺馬可福音第八章。
Verses 19 to 21.
19至21節。
So, you see, the two miracles happen in succession, within a very short time.
呢兩個神蹟發生嘅時候呢係好接近嘅啲時間。
After the happening of these twin miracles,A third thing happened.
呢兩個神蹟發生完之後咧，又有第三件事。
One day they were on the way, and the disciples forgot to buy bread. They forgot to have bread.
就係有一日啦，耶穌同佢嘅門徒喺路上嘅時候，佢哋唔記得帶餅。
And the Lord Jesus says, "Why do you worry about the fact that we forgot to bring bread?"
咁主耶穌就話啦。你哋為咩去擔心呢？我哋唔記得帶餅，就使咩去擔心呢
？Did you not see? Did you not take part in the twin miracles?
你哋冇見到嗰兩個神蹟咩
？I mean, you went through these twin miracles and you didn't understand the message.
你經歷咗呢兩個神蹟，你唔明咩
？So in verse 19 to 21, we read, "When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you collect?"
所以十九節就話。當日我五餅去餵飽五千人嗰一次，咁有幾多男子嘅碎啊
？They say 12 baskets.
佢哋話有12男子。
And what about the 7 loaves of bread for the 4,000?
咁餵飽7,000人嗰7塊餅咧，又剩幾多個籃啊
？How many baskets of leftovers.
剩咗幾多個籃嘅零碎啊
？They say seven.
你話七個籃子。
And Jesus said to them, "Do you not yet understand still?"
咁耶穌就問佢哋：你仲唔明咩
？But for many years in my past, as a Christian, as a student of the Bible, I did not understand. Do you?
咁咪老實講啦，我做咗門徒咁多年，好多年我都唔明啊！你明唔明啊？
Do you understand the message of these miracles?
你明唔明呢兩個神蹟想講乜嘢嘅信息啊
？You are not alone. I didn't.
你唔明啊？啊，咁你都唔係唯一一個唔明啊！我都唔明啊。
You've got to understand the meanings of biblical numbers.
咁啊，要我哋要明白嘅就係喺聖經裏邊呢啲嘅數目字嘅意思。
First of all, the number.Thousand means many, multitude.
首先咧就系呢个千呢个字，千意思即系众多嘅意思。
And the number five refers to the five books of Moses, the Torah.
五呢个数目字咧系指紧陀拉，就系摩西五经。
And the number 12 refers to, of course, the 12 tribes of Israel.
十二呢个数目字。當然是指以色列十二個氏族啦。
And five plus two, five loaves of bread, two fish, five plus two equals seven.
五餅二魚，五加二係七。
And in the Bible, seven means completion.
喺聖經裏邊咧，七嘅意思係圓滿成就咁解。
Yes, it means completion or fulfillment.
圓滿或者成就。
So taken together, the first miracle means that Yahweh's plan for Israel will be fully, completely accomplished.
將呢幾個數目字擺埋一齊嘅時候呢，呢個神蹟嘅意思，第一個神蹟嘅意思就係話，Yahweh對以色列嘅計劃呢，會得到圓滿嘅成就。
If only the disciples would offer up their little resources to God and give thanks for the privilege, then miracle will happen.
只要門徒佢願意將自己嗰僅有嘅少少奉獻俾神，咁神就會將佢變大，神蹟就會發生。
Now in the Bible, the number four refers to the four corners of the earth.
咁喺聖經裏邊咧，四呢個數目字咧係象徵住四球嘅四地球嘅四方。
So that 4,000 really refers to the rest of the world, all the people in the world.
所以四千咧，其實就係指緊全世界所有嘅人。
That is the rest of the world, other than the people of Israel.
即係話除咗以色列之外啊。就其他嘅人。
And again, the seven baskets of leftover refers to completion, fulfillment.
剩低嗰七個籃子嘅碎咧，都同樣道理咧，係指成就圓滿。
Taken together, then the second miracle means Yahweh's plan for the rest of the world will be completely fulfilled.
所以將呢幾個數字擺埋一齊嘅時候，第二個神蹟嘅意思就係Yahweh對。世界其他嘅民族嘅计划咧，都会得到圆满嘅成就。
If only we offer up the little resources we have，
只要我哋肯将我哋自己所仅有嘅资源咧献上。
And don't forget to give thanks to the Father for the privilege of taking part。
但系仲唔好忘记，仲要感谢神，我哋有呢一种福气。去參與呢個事工。
Then God will step in and work miracle.
咁神咧就會介入，佢會行神蹟。
What to man is impossible will happen.
對人唔可能嘅事係會都會發生。
In the end, all of God's plan will be accomplished.
最終咧，所有神嘅計劃，一切嘅計劃都會圓滿嘅成就。
The Lord Jesus Christ and the rule of Yahweh our Father will come on earth.
主耶穌同埋我哋嘅父，會嚟到呢個地上。
So the message of the two miracles then, and is one and the same as the message of the Lord's Prayer.
所以呢兩個神蹟想講嘅信息咧。其实同主祷文嘅信息系一致嘅。
The only difference is，
唯一嘅分别就系
，The Our Father, the Lord's Prayer expresses our zeal for the Father。
喺主祷文里边，我们嘅父啊，系想表达紧我哋对父 嘅热心。
And the two miracles express our faith and our action.
而嗰两个神迹咧，就系表达紧我哋对神嘅信心同埋热心。
Now that we understand the message of the miracles,
嗱，而家我哋就明白咗呢两个神迹嘅意思。
We should know that this also is the meaning, the true meaning of the Holy Communion.
咁我哋都应该明白啦，圣餐真正嘅意义都系咁。
How often do we Christians don't find the Holy Communion meaningful?
吓，好多时候我哋作为基督徒唔系觉得圣餐聚会好大意思。
If the Holy Communion is to be meaningful, it should be an occasion where you and we together offer ourselves anew for God's service.
假如圣餐聚会有咩意思嘅话，嗰、那个聚会就系你同我作为信徒咧，系将自己嗰少少咧献上。
Anything short of this，
啊，
如果唔系咁，
如果唔系咁咧
，attend limitless Holy Communion if you wish, it will not have meaning.
啊，即使你参加好多好多次嘅圣餐聚会咧，都系冇意义嘅。
You know, 2,000 years ago, the gospel began in Jerusalem, Israel.
咁大家都知啦，二千年前咧，福音就喺耶路撒冷开始。
In Israel.
啊，喺以色列开，福音就喺以色列开始。
The true gospel must return to Israel one day.
真正纯正嘅福音必须系有一日咧会翻翻去以色列。
The people of Israel.
以色列嘅人民。
In particular, the Jewish people.
尤其是犹太人
must hear the true gospel，
必须系要听到纯正嘅福音
，and not a distorted wrong gospel，
而唔系一个扭曲咗错嘅福音。
But before this happened to Israel，
但系喺呢件事能够发生之前
，the Muslim world must hear the true gospel。
咁穆斯林呢个世界必须亦都首先要听到纯正嘅福音。
As a witness to the Muslim world。
作为 向穆斯林的世界呢作见证
As a witness to the people of Israel
向以色列的人民作见证
Today, after 2,000 years
今日过了即过了2,000年的今日了
The Muslim world and Israel are the last two frontiers of the gospel
这个穆斯林的世界和以色列呢是最后的两个要去开拓的地域。
I'm looking to God for guidance recently.
咁最近呢我是寻求緊神的指引。
As to what I should spend my life on in the coming years.
就是我余生应该怎样做呢
?Should I write books?
我是不是应该写书呢
?Or should I produce videos?
或者是不是要去做制作呢视频制作呢
?Who should be my audience be?
那我的对象是哪个呢
Whom should I target as my readers?
那我想瞄准的读者是哪些呢
?And what should I write about?
我要写的题材是什么呢
?What should I talk about?
我讲些什么呢
Before God, I come to this conclusion.
在神的面前，我作了以下的结论。
My audience, my readership should include people in the world.
我的对象啊，我的观众或者读者咧，应该是包括世界全世界的人。
Next are Christians who subscribe to the doctrine of the Trinity.
跟住咧就是相信三位一体的基督徒。
Next, the whole Muslim world.
跟住咧就是整个的穆斯林世界。
Next, Israel.
跟住咧就系以色列
，in particular the Jewish people，
尤其是系犹太人
，worldwide
系分布咗喺世界各地嘅犹太人。
What should I write about？
咁我要写嘢嘅话，题材系乜嘢呢
？My subject will be the true gospel。
我嘅题材就会系纯正嘅福音。
The truth about Yahweh，
关于 Yahweh 嘅真理。
The truth about Jesus our Lord，
亦都系关于主耶稣嘅真理。
Not the Trinitarian Jesus，
而唔系一个三位一体嘅主耶稣。
I should talk or write about the return of Jesus and the coming of the rule of God on earth。
我仲要讲，仲要写嘅书咧，系关于耶稣嘅再临同埋天国神嘅国嘅来临。
You may say this is quite a mouthful。
咁或者你會覺得哇好多嘢喎。
Look at your stature, so thin, so short.
你睇下你哋咁矮，你咁瘦。
You,
你
，Who are you？
你係邊個啊
？What are you？
你係邊個啊
？What capacity do you have？
嚇，你有咩才能啊
？That's a lot.
你想做嘅嘢好多喎。
Do you really think that this can be done？
你真係相信你做得到咩
？I believe so.
我相信。
When I offer up the little resources I have been given，
当我肯将我嗰仅有嘅少少献上嘅时候
，I do believe Yahweh will then work miracles。
我的确系相信 Yahweh 系会行神迹嘅。
He will multiply my offering。
佢会将我献上嘅嘢咧变大嘅。
He will accomplish. He will accomplish the work。
佢会完成嗰个工作嘅。
My dear ones, I was not born with special qualities.
咁我咧出生唔系有咩咁巴闭。
My life had a humble beginning.
我出身寒微。
My family was poor.
我嘅家庭系贫穷嘅。
My father didn't have an education.
我爸爸系未有受过教育噶。
Because it was war time.
因为当时系打仗时期。
The Japanese army invaded China and occupied China for 8 long years.
咁被日本占领咗八年嘅时间。
My mother only had primary education.
我爸爸我妈妈就接受嘅系到小学嘅教育。
So I haven't got very superior genes, do I?
所以我嘅基因里边咧都唔系好巴闭嘅啫。
My parents were not Christians.
我父母都唔系基督徒。
They were not religious.
他们没有宗教信仰。
But when I first heard the Bible about God speaking to a child Samuel, I was 12 years old.
但是当我12岁的时候我听到一个圣经的故事就是关于撒母耳听到神的声音。
I believe that.
我相信了。
When I first heard the gospel of Jesus, I was 13 years old.
当我初初听到关于主耶稣的事迹我是13岁。
I believed what I heard.
我听到的我就相信。
And at once I gave my heart to God, age 13.
在13岁的时候我已经将我的心交了给神了。
I wanted to offer my whole life to God's service.
我很想将自己的一生献给神，
给
他使用。
Like Jesus.
就好像主耶稣一样。
I was 13.
当时我是13岁。
So some of you are 10 years old, 11 years old.
所以你们当中有10岁的有11岁。
9 years old,
10
years old.
10.
So I was very young. I was very young then when I offered my life to God.
咁咧，我将我个生命献俾神嘅时候，我都系好年轻啊。
I didn't quite know what else to do.
咁啊，当时咧，我即系除此之外，我都唔知做乜嘅。
I made 2 attempts to become a Catholic priest.
我就尝试咧，又试咗两次咧，想做一个神父。
But when you see I'm standing beside my wife Olive, you know God had other plans for me.
咁你而家都知啦，我隔篱嗰个我娶咗妻啦，你就知道神喺我生命里边有另外一个计划。
Because I offer up my all to Him, He would give me opportunity.
因为我将自己嘅所有全部献咗俾佢，所以神都俾我好多嘅机会。
And I would take it and I work hard to make the best of it.
咁我就会掌握呢啲嘅时机，呢啲嘅一切嘅机会。我会尽力而为。
Then God will give me more opportunities.
之后咧，神又俾我更多嘅机会。
God gave me a mentor, a father in the Lord, Pastor Eric.
神俾我一个属灵嘅恩师 ，Pastor Eric.
Step by step, God equipped me.
咁啊，一步一步，神咧就装备我。
He increased my capacities for service.
佢增加我侍奉佢嘅能力。
In closing, let me quote to you 2 passages from the Lord Jesus.
咁最后呢，我想读两段主耶稣讲嘅说话。
I have no slide for these.
咁我冇准备到片嘅，大家听。
Mark chapter 4 verses 24-25.
马可福音四章24-25节。
Mark 4:24-25。
马可福音四章24-25节。
And Jesus said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away."
24节，他还说： 这句话你们仔细听着，你们用什么尺度衡量，自己也必被什么尺度衡量，而且还要给你们加码，因为凡有的还要多给，凡没有的连他仅有的也要夺去。
The next passage taken from Gospel of Matthew 25 verses 28 to 30。
下一段圣经是取自马太福音25章28至30节。
Matthew chapter 25 28 to 30。
马太福音25章28至30节。
This is the well-known parable of talents。
这个就是一个很家传户晓的一个比喻，就是关于银子的比喻。
And therefore, take away the talent from this wicked servant, and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, shall more be given, and he shall have abundance.But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. And cast thou that worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
28节，来人，把他的6000夺了，交给那有60000的，因为凡有的更要多给，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他仅有的也要夺去。至于这个无用的奴才，把他迎到外面的黑暗里去，随他在那里哀嚎咬牙。
My dear brothers and sisters and friends,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友，
I come to the conclusion of this lesson and the conclusion of the series on prayer.
我来到今堂道的结尾了，也都是这个祈祷系列的最后一讲。
We've been learning to pray by way of persistently calling on the name of Yahweh.
我哋一直以嚟学紧嘅就系，好坚持咁样，好持续咁样，不断咁样呼叫 Yahweh 嘅名。
When you pray,
当你祈祷嘅时候
，call on the name of Father Yahweh.
呼叫 Yahweh 嘅名。
And as you repeatedly call,
当你不停嘅重复去咁呼叫嘅时候，
you need to learn to do 3 things.
你系需要学做三样嘢。
First,
第一
，to draw near to God, seeking so called to seek to see Yahweh's face.
去亲近神，就所谓咧去寻求 Yahweh 嘅面啦。
Second,
第二
，you need to ask the Father to take control of all your being.
你需要求天父去统治去管理你整个人。
You must ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
你必须要向佢求，被佢嘅灵去充满。
Certainly.
第三
，offer yourself to the Father's service.
将你自己献上俾神，俾神去使用。
And don't forget to thank him for the privilege of taking part.
但系唔好忘记咧，去多谢佢俾你呢个机会去参与。
Even without you asking, he will work miracles.
即使啊，你未开口去求问啊，佢都会行神迹嘅。
And multiply what you offer up.
佢会将你所献上嘅变多变大。
And use us to preach the gospel to the world.
佢会用你用我去将福音传遍呢个世界。
As a witness to all the peoples.
向万民所有嘅国家作见证。
Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Our Father Yahweh,
我们的父 Yahweh,
we love you.
我们爱你。
We love your name.
我们爱你的名。
We thank you for the privilege of knowing you through our Lord Jesus.
多谢你，藉着主耶稣，你给我们这个福气去认识你。
But we are very anxious.
但我哋好焦急。
We are very troubled by the chaos and by the errors in the church.
我哋系好担心，因为见到教会嘅混乱嘅情况。
Thank you for teaching me this message.
好多谢你将今日呢个信息教导我。
Thank you for motivating me forward through this message.
多谢你藉住呢篇嘅信息，你推动我向前行。
And now your servants have deliver the message to the church.
现在你的仆人已经将这个信息 传递咗俾你嘅教会。
May you bring forth radical faith and trust in you。
求你喺带喺我哋心中带出，叫我哋有一个激进嘅信心。
Motivate us to imitate the Lord Jesus。
推动我哋就去学主耶稣一样。
Heavenly Father，
我哋嘅天父。
Hallowed be your name。
愿人都尊你嘅名为圣。
Your kingdom come。
愿你嘅国降临。
Amen。
Amen。